Eli Young Band, WRCO Radio. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads. Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong. Good morning, it is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 14-year-old suspect, the nation's latest mass shooting at a school outside Atlanta, was questioned last year about making violent threats against a different school. Georgia Bureau of Investigations Director Chris Hosey, however, says he was released.
The Jackson County Sheriff's Office identified and located Gray, who is our suspect in this case. They conducted an investigation at that time, and there was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action.
The suspect will be tried as an adult. He's accused of killing 4 and wounding 9 with an AR-style rifle. Department of Justice accusing Russians of attempting to sway the upcoming presidential election through right-wing influencers. Pope Francis joining the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque in a call for all faiths to work together for the common good. Prosecutors in Britain have decided to discontinue criminal proceedings against former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. This is ABC News. An Olympic athlete from Uganda has died at a hospital in Kenya. The long-distance runner severely burned in an attack by her partner. An Australian breakdancer, the one you might remember from the Summer Olympics performance, shall we say, he was a little controversial. She's now speaking out.
The breakdancer, whose real name is Rachel Gunn, failed to score a single point at the Games. She tells Australia's 10 News the criticism has been overwhelming.
Attacking my husband, attacking my crew, attacking the breaking and street dance community in Australia, my family. I got some mental health support pretty quickly, and I also went off social media. I went off the internet. It's also just hard to process it all, honestly.
She admits the worldwide attention caught her off guard.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A heat wave today roasting people from Los Angeles to Seattle. Alerts issued for more than 65 million people in 6 western states. Phoenix, Arizona, expected it hit 114 today. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Our commitment to serve your family lasts long after the funeral is complete. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We'll support you in making decisions that are right for you, be it pre-planning or in the midst of your tragedy. We also offer 365 days of grief and healing, a daily email to help encourage you through each stage of grief. You can sign up for 365 days of grief and healing at our website, PrattFuneralService.com.
5 minutes past 7 o'clock. We'll share with you forecast details in just a bit from WRCO on this beautiful morning.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today, a high of 80 degrees, a 40% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon today. Southwest winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Any showers ending early tonight and a low of 52. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler Friday and 65. Saturday, 65 with sunshine. And Sunday, 75. For the third week of high school football, tomorrow night, a low of 40 on Friday night. So it's going to feel a little bit more like fall that night. Right now in Richland Center, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 50 degrees.
Baby, I missed your blue cup history.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Well, some things to celebrate today. Samosas, a popular street snack in India, also found in Pakistan. It is a looks like a, kind of like pie crust rolled up or a smashed donut. But nonetheless, it is World Samosa Day today. It's International Day of Charity. This area knows all about giving, and it's also National Cheese Pizza Day. All right. Well, you know, something to celebrate today. You can start with cheese and then throw a bunch of other stuff on there, I think, anyway. But cheese is the one that seems to please everybody when you're buying pizza. Jimmy Allen on WRCO, WRCE. Good morning. It's 11 past 7.
I bet you're up there making new friends. I'm pretty sure you're loving it. A golden pond full of fish. I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. Still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on the back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet they're down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. Everything, everything, everything's good down home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little painted down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left.
Waiting for the bus? Keep a safe distance from the curb. And drivers, always stop for the flashing red lights. Safety first. If your kids are biking to school, make sure they wear helmets and bright clothing. Safety on two wheels is a must. This back-to-school announcement is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, the Richland Locker, and Joan Chevrolet.
I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl. You give me. Songs about the top to bottom, perfect. You're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Oh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes really good. You give me Gomez Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. The second time I'm off the line. On an island, only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
WRCO, WRCE. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. A special in-studio guest. People just carrying the weight of Henry Bray being gone. So anyway, we'll check in with a guest in just a little bit. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries for the 5th of September right around the bend.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
School-age children should get 60 minutes of moderate physical activity each day. As part of National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourage families to get active together. Take the time to go for a bike ride or walk the dog for a few minutes together in the morning. Activities like these can help your child get the movement they need and bring you closer together. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Welcome to the Roundup on WRCO. We still can't round up Hank. He's out. He's on a razorback hog hunt in Arkansas, I think. But nonetheless, we have a fill-in for him again today. And this is the prettiest of the motley crew that we've had in this week. No offense, Fuzz and Brandon. But anyway, my wife, June Nee, is here. Hi, June. How you doing?
Good morning, Phil. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great, great. Thanks for taking time away from the children to be here. Anybody watching them right now or not?
I think they're on their own.
They're on their own. Okay. Yeah, well, that's good. Hopefully the state doesn't find out about that. Not just kidding. Anyway, good to have you in here with us as we head toward the start of the football season. And, of course, the football season actually starts tonight. The NFL and the Packers play tomorrow. And then when do the Bears play?
They play Sunday, Phil. At noon.
Who do they play against?
I believe they play against the Titans.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So are you going to chalk that in the win column for the Bears? Or
I don't know.
What do you think? Okay.
I don't have, ESP?
Uh-huh. We don't get ESPN either. I think they cut that off the satellite. Anyway.
No, I don't know.
So what's your feeling about the new quarterback, Caleb?
Well, I didn't get to watch him a whole lot in the preseason. I saw a little bit. He looked pretty good, but I don't know. Time will tell. Okay. I'm hopeful, as I am every year, as a Bears fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Yeah. I mean, you should be. I'm thinking that the division, the Central Division, is going to be one of the toughest in football.
Well, that's kind of what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. that the NFC North is going to be pretty tough. And, yeah, so we'll see.
This year, and thankfully, the Packers and Bears don't play till like late in the season for the first time, do they?
I am so happy they don't play that first game.
Right.
I do not like that at all when they have to come out and play the Packers right away. But, so I'm glad it's a ways down in the schedule so the Bears can get established and hopefully get some wins and get a little confidence. And
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah. It'll be a chilly day in Sextonville that week, you know, Bears week. I never look forward to it. It's a tough week.
No, you're usually hiding out in your room or something. And
I do. I don't watch a lot of football. I'd rather listen to it because I like our local announcers, our Packer announcers more, I guess. Let me see here. I was looking at my fantasy team. I have Swift of the Bears as one of my running backs.
Yeah.
Is he going to have a good year?
I hope so. I like him.
I should start him then. Okay, and
I don't know anything about fantasy football, so.
Well, is he going to make some yards? Is he going to, you know, catch the ball and run the ball a little bit, maybe? Hopefully, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have another Bear somewhere, but this is not letting me scroll. It's giving me a 30-day trial, so I'm not sure. I can't give you the whole lineup, but I have another Bear. He's on the bench.
Okay.
He's one of the wide receivers. Is it Allen?
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think I should start him, bump somebody else, or what do you think?
You know, I don't know, Phil. He looked pretty good. Okay. I think he's a veteran, right?
Yes.
Yep. And I think he's done well in his career, and he has this new young quarterback throwing to him. So
here's the problem, though. If I start both of those guys, I'll actually be watching the Bears game and, you know, cheering for them.
Sure.
And I don't really want that. So
I think you secretly cheer for the Bears anyways.
No, you accuse us of that.
You and Henry, you guys like to talk about the Bears. And there's another friend out there that sure likes to bring up a lot of bear stuff, but I won't mention any names.
Huh. Okay. No, but, we don't. Henry's the one that always brings it up because he thinks it's going to get me in trouble.
Sure.
Because he's,
yeah, I'm surprised. You know, if he was here this week, I'm sure he'd be talking about Caleb Williams. I know there was a lot of talk last year about Justin Fields, and, you know, and I like Justin. I guess I thought he was pretty good, but
we'll see. He's not starting in Pittsburgh. I wonder if it'll be a matter of time before he does. If Russell doesn't pan out.
I don't know.
We'll see. But I actually didn't think he was that bad either. I just think, personally, I think Chicago's a tough town to play quarterback in.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't always, you know, like to see that, okay, they're maybe not doing that well. I guess I get, you know, you just get to that point where you just want one of them to work. You just want one of them to be good. And
after all these years.
After all these years and all these quarterbacks. And you just really want one of them to actually do well. And which I really thought, I'll get myself in a lot of trouble for this. But, you know, I really liked Jay Cutler. And I thought in a different system, like this system we have now, Jay Cutler would probably do really well.
He probably would.
Unfortunately, he was surrounded by a lot of bad coaching, a lot of bad in and out, people in and out. But
he's a Bear record holder, right? I think he holds some records. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. But you only like him from personal experience because he tried to save you. And can you relay that story about Jay Cutler?
Well, yeah, all the years that the Bears were in Platteville, I was never able or didn't go to the training camp for different reasons, but we finally went. And they were all the way in Bourbonnais, and we went down there as a family one year. And of course, you know, both our girls are Bears fans as well. And
I can't figure that out. But
so it was Jay Cutler's very first year with the Bears, and so he was out in the field in the practice squad, and he started coming over to the fence line where the girls and I were standing, and some gentleman behind us shoved us forward to get up to there and shoved us literally right into Jay Cutler.
Into the ropes, though.
Into the ropes. Right in as Jay Cutler was standing right there. So the girls and I like to say, you know, right into Jay's arms.
Because he yelled at the guy, didn't he? Or he told him, stop pushing or whatever.
He looked down at us young ladies and then looked up and yelled at the guy and told him to be careful. And so we always looked at Jay Cutler with dreamy eyes. And
hero.
Yeah, our hero. So, but he did, you know what? He was fun to watch. And I believe he got the turkey leg one year from Aaron Rodgers. So,
oh, did he?
Yeah.
I guess that's right. That was
one
the year.
Thanksgiving that it was actually a really good game. So
they were honoring Bart Starr, and Brett Favre was there that night, I believe. And yeah, that kind of went. I went to bed early that night, I think.
Yeah, you might have.
Oh, well, anything else I should know? Are there things I need to do? Anything on the honey-do list for this weekend?
Well, I don't know.
We
got the garage cleaned out. And I think your girls are coming home and the grandbabies. And so I guess just enjoy them, and then we'll watch some football. We kind of hope that who do the Packers play on Thursday night?
Friday night. The Eagles.
Okay, so I'm
you're going to root for the Eagles?
I'm an Eagles fan on Friday night.
Yeah, okay.
I'll join our friend Chad. Be an Eagles fan for Friday night.
Oh boy. Okay.
I think I heard Jordan Love was kind of making some comments and
really
that he's going to be the new owner of the Bears. So we'll see how that goes and see how our defense responds to that kind of comment. It's pretty cocky.
I saw the interview. He was like tongue in cheek. He was laughing about it. You know. So. But
we'll see.
Hey, a good rivalry, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not opposed to a good rivalry.
Yep.
All right.
You never know.
But, yeah, we're going to the fair with the little baby grandbabies this weekend, and we'll get them all sugared up and send them home.
Yeah.
That's what you do with grandbabies.
That's what you do.
Uh-huh. Good. So, anything else you'd like to say? I mean, Henry Bray's always picking on me about soy sauce under the fridge and
Yeah, what? Lately, I guess we haven't had any soy sauce under the fridge or
no.
I think one day there was, what was it, ketchup spilled? Or No. It was chocolate syrup. Chocolate syrup all over. And
I got accused of not putting the lid back on tightly. Then it tipped over on the side drawer of the door of the refrigerator, mm-hmm. and it spilled.
Yes.
And then,
we don't clean it up.
Well, I didn't know it was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Interesting.
No, I mean, it fell over sometime in the night, probably.
And anytime you open that door, you never notice the brown puddle of goo there.
No, I really didn't.
Interesting. Huh. Okay. So, yeah, so far we haven't had any accidents like that.
No, not lately.
Recently. So we'll see. And James has moved out now, so there's no coffee spilled all over the place.
I know that's the bad thing about being empty nesters. I can't blame it on anybody.
You can't blame James anymore.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's all the airtime we have. So may the best team win this season.
Yes,
the Packers.
I have hope. You know, there's a lot of talk. I guess there's this Hard Knock show.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
it's about
I haven't
the Bears,
seen
right?
it either. My family, our daughter Macy, keeps saying, "Mom, you got to watch that." And my brother Roy is really excited about it. They're hopeful. I always try to remain cautiously optimistic with my Bears, so mm-hmm. I'll always be a Bears fan. Well, my whole life I've been a Bears fan, and that will never change, no matter how bad they are or how good they are.
People wonder why that is, but your mom was born in Illinois, and she was a Bears fan. So
yeah, my mom was born and raised in Illinois, and I spent a lot of time there growing up, a lot of time with my cousins who were Bears fans, and my best friend, my cousin Dina, she was always a Bears fan, and we did a lot of stuff together. And so that's all I've ever known, and thank goodness for that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine my life right now if I was a Packers fan.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. There you go. Again, that's all the airtime we have. I will say this, though, in all due respect to you, and you've always stuck by them. You're not one of these, if they start doing well, I've always been a Bears fan, because I detected that and detested that when the Cubs were doing well. People were coming out of the woodwork, "Oh, I've always been a Cubs fan." Well, I've never seen you wear anything for the Cubs.
And right.
So you stick by your team.
I sure do.
Win, lose, or
They're
draw.
They're my team.
Yeah. Okay.
It really doesn't matter. It's entertainment. And if they're not entertaining, I go do something else.
Right.
If they're fun to watch, I'll watch them.
Yeah.
But it's just, for me, it's the nostalgia that growing up, time with my mom and time with my uncle and, it's just family memories. And so that's why that'll always be important to me. So I'll always be a Bears fan.
All right. Well, I guess I'm not going to convert you if I haven't all these years.
No, so almost 38. Haven't been able to do it yet.
Not yet.
So.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in. And I'll say something that I never say to Henry Bray when I say adios, but I love you.
I sure hope you don't.
That I don't love you?
No, that you don't say that to Henry
no,
Bray.
No, I won't say that to Henry Bray. All right. Have a good day. Get back to those children.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. There's a certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Well, having your wife on the air, that certainly keeps you grounded, that's for sure. Just like I was grounded back in the day quite often, too. Anyway, coming up today, our birthday and anniversary salutes. First of all, a history lesson. 1957, Jack Kerouac's novel On the Road was published. 1960, Muhammad Ali, as Cassius Clay, won the gold medal in the light heavyweight boxing division at the Olympic Games in Rome. President Ford survived an assassination attempt by Lynette Squeaky Fromm, a disciple of Charles Manson, this day in 1975. And in 1987, the end of an era. American Bandstand was canceled after 30 years on TV. Birthdays and anniversaries today will be sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to The Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At The Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Sandy Broker, and this is to you to have a great day. Lots of love from the great grandkids, Alice and Coulter, and little one due at the end of the month. Happy birthday, Grandma Sandy. Have a wonderful day from Jordan and Desiree. And to Sandy, belated birthday wishes. Birthday wishes to Mom. Hopefully you have a great day today. Love from Brian and Kathleen. To Sandy Broker, happy birthday from Kenneth. Have a nice day. And from Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel, with lots of love. Ed Povelmacher has a birthday today. A little bird told us. Best wishes from Colleen, Mike, Meg, and Amanda. To Joanne Mott from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday, Evan Haiti from Five Points Lutheran Church. And today is Sammy Clary's birthday. All the best to Sammy. Lots of love. Number 18. This is from Grandma and Grandpa Clary. Happy birthday wishes to Sister Pat Barr. May you have many more. Love from Donna. And happy birthday to our special grandma, Patty Barr. We love you, Grandma. From Ava, Lydia, from Ian, Luke, Ella, Ethan, Austin, and Colton. From the RC Lions on this Thursday morning, happy birthday to Evan Haiti, to Everett Thompson, to Debbie Geisler and Claire Rowan, Abby Ritten and Ed Povelmacher, happy anniversary wishes to Matt and Lacey Luxton, John and Betty Huth, Bill and Marge Biscoe, and Dan and Catherine Murray. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Martin Blankenship, Scott Hinkle, Dave Post, and Patty Barr. Also, happy birthday to Judy Shemick, Keegan Stoltz, and David Wilkinson. Happy anniversary to Dale and Lisa Allen, Jean and Nancy Hatch, and TJ and Tricia Kruger today. Happy birthday, Debbie Geisler, from Emily, Troy, Dylan, and Jaina Putz. Happy anniversary wishes to John and Betty Huth, from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. The Bloom City Town Crier has birthday wishes for Brendan Aspenson, Lance Harris, Pam Hobson, and Ed Povelmacher. Plus, happy anniversary, Bill and Marge Biscoe. Happy anniversary, Bill and Marge, from Park Street Christian Church. Happy anniversary to Bill Biscoe from Marge. And happy 26th anniversary to Bill and Penny Tracy. Love from Mom and Dad Tracy, Mark, and Jamie. And happy anniversary number 26 to Bill Tracy. Lots of love from Penny.
What do you get her for her birthday this year? What about a custom-cut loose gemstone of her favorite color? Then she can design her own piece of stunning jewelry at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Hey, this is Jamie, and we specialize in one-of-a-kind custom designs, and we have hundreds of gorgeous loose gemstones to choose from. For the woman who is hard to buy for, this is the perfect gift. She gets something that she designed and has fun doing it. We can help along the way, too. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Thank you for joining us at WRCO, WRCE in the morning as we have a special song for our couple.
Cause your love takes good care of me. Yes, your love takes good care of me. And when the rain falls and the wind blows and the storm is on the sea, life for me gets weary and the sun refuses to shine, I'll run to the arms of the one I love and there I'll hide. You know just what to do and say, you make my life worthwhile. And when I look into your face, I see heaven in your smile. And your love takes good care of me. Yes, your love takes good care of me. And when the rain falls and the wind blows and a storm,
takes care of me, even if you love the Bears. What do you do? Anyway, Joanne has the news. Coming up next, Filney wishing you the best. Have a great Thursday.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's
It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court and Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court and Main.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It is a cloudy 53 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Philbeck Family of Dealerships. Sunny early, then increasing clouds, warm, and a 40% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon, a high of 80. Tonight, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy with a low of 52. After a low this morning of 49, it's 53 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The search for a missing Richland Center man continues in the Wisconsin River. Sunday afternoon, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call of a missing swimmer in the Wisconsin River near Peck's Landing in the Spring Green Township. According to a Sauk County Sheriff's report, three men had entered the water from a sandbar and were swept away by the current. One man was able to swim back to the sandbar while another was rescued by a passing boat. The third man, a 24-year-old from Richland Center, was unaccounted for. Members of the Sauk County Dive Team, conservation wardens, and the Spring Green and Lone Rock Fire Department searched the river unsuccessfully for the missing man Sunday until darkness set in. Search efforts are continuing, and volunteers have stepped forward to assist in the search. In an effort to save lives, Friends of Lower Wisconsin Riverway and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources stock free loner life vest kiosk along the river, including at Peck's Landing. Many residents were on hand for the public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland County Campus and Governmental Buildings feasibility study last night, conducted by Venture Architects. During this time, they presented the findings of their evaluations of the Richland Campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. Venture Architects approached the assessment by utilizing a third-party facility assessment platform to provide an objective, efficient tool for data collection. They deployed a team of experts, which included a mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, plumbing and fire protection engineer, civil engineer, landscape architect, architect, and an architectural planner designer. 1,373 data points were collected over nine buildings and three site locations over the course of 3 days. A main problem brought up about all buildings is a lack of ADA compliant restrooms. It was also noted that many of the features of the buildings, HVAC systems, boilers, electrical systems, were original, making them 40 to 50 years old. Venture Architects estimates to make all the upgrades would be a renewal cost of nearly $6.4 million. To replace all the buildings would be nearly $124.5 million. We will take a look at each of the complexes in future newscasts. President Joe Biden will be at Westby's Vernon Electric Cooperative this afternoon for an official White House event. It's an announcement so surprising that WKBT-TV says even Westby's Mayor Danny Helgerson didn't believe it at first. For a city of just over 2,300 people, a presidential visit is unprecedented. The White House says the president's stop in Westby will have Biden highlighting his policies to lower prescription drug costs and encourage renewable energy and advanced manufacturing. He will be speaking at a Dairyland Power Cooperative event at the Vernon Electric Cooperative. The event is invite only and is not a rally. People should not expect to be able to come to the event if they have not received an official invite. Highway 27 will be shut down for a while for security purposes. This will be Biden's first trip to Wisconsin since stepping down from the Democratic presidential nomination. He's made several previous visits to the state this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said after years of zero growth funding for the University of Wisconsin system, he wants to help the Board of Regents get the $855 million it will be asking for in state funding.
They had been held back to zero in many cases for years, and so zero increases. So, yes, we will fight for that amount. I mean, it's necessary. Whether it's Oshkosh or Madison, it doesn't make any difference. They're all suffering in some fashion.
Wisconsin ranks 43rd out of 50 states in public funding for state colleges and universities. Evers said the UW Board of Regents' request to provide additional funding will need bipartisan support.
I've seen it work that way, and local people working with their legislators from both sides of the aisle, that's where change does happen. When we take those arguments locally or regionally, that's when we have the best success.
One legislative committee making recommendations for the UW system is considering the effects of spinning the flagship Madison campus off from the other 12 institutions. It's an idea that Governor Tony Evers disagrees with.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system, it works, it's underfunded, but it works. Madison's fine with being part of the system. We have a system, we created a system. It's not that it's dysfunctional, it's just that it's underfunded.
Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. Heaver says funding higher education at the state level is a no-brainer as it supports the economy and prepares Wisconsinites for a successful future. Governor Tony Evers is kicking off another school year with his annual back-to-school tour. The former state superintendent of public instruction says having someone with the background he has is important in his role as governor. Evers says he hopes a number of school districts across the state can get local referendums passed because some of them need money just so they can keep the doors open. Wisconsin voters in February and April cast ballots for 103 school district referenda, approving 62 of them. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is suing in Dane County Court to have his name off Wisconsin's presidential ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted 5-1 last week to put Kennedy on the ballot, even though he's withdrawn his nomination. Lawyers for Kennedy argue state law creates a different standard for third-party candidates because Democrats and Republicans have until 5 p.m. on the first Tuesday in September ahead of an election to certify their presidential nominee. There's no similar provision for independents, and the suit seeks a stay of the commission's ruling and an order barring WEC from placing Kennedy's name on the ballot. The latest report on conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons shows improvement. The 28-page document shows Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are meeting most of their court-ordered requirements to improve, including limiting the use of restraints and eliminating strip searches. However, staff at the facilities fear for their safety. In June, a teenager attacked two staff members at Lincoln Hills, killing one of them, Counselor Corey Prolix. The latest assessment comes as the state plans to close both youth prisons and build a new facility in Milwaukee. They hope to open by 2026. Oh, the places you'll show is the theme for the 2024 Richland County Fair being held today through Sunday. Today is entry day for yearlings and calves at the Richland County Fair from 7 to 11:30. All non-livestock exhibits will be accepted from 7:30 to 6. The sheep show and meat dairy goat show will be held at 10 this morning. This afternoon will feature the poultry show and poultry products judging at 3. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open this evening at 5. Other activities activities tonight include rabbit showmanship at 6 and the beef heifer show at 7. Today's admission to the Richland County Fair is $10 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12, free for children 5 and under. Season passes are also available at a cost of $20 for adults and $10 for children. Friday's highlights at the fair include various shows. Life-size balloon creations, the Midway, and Southwest Wisconsin Pullers will be in the grandstand beginning at 7.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Thursday, September 5th. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center, died August 28th at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of rural Blue River. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died August 17th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores May D. Gray, 94 of Platteville, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Platteville United Methodist Church. Burial will be at a later date in the Sauk City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Platteville United Methodist Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established. The Melby Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dolores May, D. Gray, 94, of Platteville. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday, September 20th, at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday, September 20th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
This is a special report from ABC News.